5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go, to the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Taylor joins us on the phone. Audria, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, we're fine this morning. Yeah.
What'd you think? Did you watch the speech and the reaction, or what'd you think?
Certainly. I mean, I think as President Trump's first Oval Office address, I think he did a great job really making his case to the American people and laying out the facts of why he believes so strongly and has since even before he took office that this border wall is important for the American people.
Audrey, you know, when you stop to think, and I sat right up close to the TV.
Right.
I never heard him on television before because he hasn't done a speech like this before. but the point being, he had a passion, and he had a belief, and he wasn't long at all. And it was just, this is what's happening. And the other ones looked, I couldn't believe it from what I was told. I saw it in the Hartford Courant this morning. I didn't stay up that late to watch the two. But they didn't have anything to say compared to what the president said.
Well, certainly, I think it was one of President Trump's strongest moments throughout his presidency. I mean, it was a very strong appeal. And when we saw Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi come on, I really walked away asking myself, what is it that the Democrats want? You know, anytime you have a negotiation, we all know that there's two sides that come to the table, and both sides lay out what it is that they're hoping to get out of the deal. Democrats have not been clear on what it is they would like to get out of a deal or a negotiation with President Trump. We know that Trump has offered a pathway for DACA recipients. Certainly, that doesn't seem to be enough to sway Democrats. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, they are just standing in direct opposition to President Trump enforcing the laws that are on the books, which is the fact that we don't have an open border. We have border security, and they are standing in direct opposition of him getting our border security what they need to secure our border and protect the American people and really protect legal immigration and people coming across the border that is really not in their best interest. I mean, as the president laid out, we're dealing with women and children that are put in harm's way, and of course people coming across our border that are also criminals and drug dealers, and we do need to have a border. That's American law. And so I think Democrats are in a weak position right now, the fact that they have not made clear what they're wanting to get out of a deal. Their position has been strong that they simply don't want a wall, and I think that they need to make a better case to the American people of why we're now on day 18 of the government shutdown.
Yeah, yeah, and listen, Audrey, let's call this for what it is. Isn't this about the long game here? You know, they see their future full majority here, a full electoral majority going through Hispanic voters. And listen, they can talk all they want about law enforcement and the rule of law, but isn't it just the fact that every illegal that is stopped at the border is potentially a vote that may be stopped through naturalization? Isn't that the long game here?
You know, possibly. It's interesting because this is one of those issues that there should be bipartisan support on. This has nothing to do with immigration. I mean, I haven't met an American that doesn't believe in immigration. We're a nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
And the fact is that we simply believe in protecting the Americans that are here and the immigrants that are here. And when you don't know who's coming across your border, it's dangerous for any nation. And the fact is, I mean, we all know that the Democrats have said for years that they needed some sort of barrier at the border. And it's just because Trump is calling for it that they now don't.
Yeah.
You know, I thought one of the interesting moments of the speech is when Trump just very practically and in the way that Trump does said that you know, they don't want border walls not because we hate the people on the outside, but because we love the people on the inside. And the fact is that Democrats and wealthy people all have walls around their houses, mm-hmm. their gates, their fences, their security systems. And the fact of the matter is that the Democrats are simply not wanting this to be a political victory for Trump, and that's why they're holding their ground. But it could be a victory for both parties. Both sides of the aisle could have a win in this if they simply came to the negotiating table with what they're hoping to walk away with.
You know, Audria, I still believe that what has got the Democratic Party so upset is that they never believed, never thought that Donald Trump would ever be elected president of the United States. And that drives them crazy.
They're still in a little bit of shock, aren't they, standing their ground on this. But, I mean, this is one of those issues that the American people, this is why they supported Trump. I mean, they care passionately about having our borders secured and protected and having a system that is fair for all Americans and for all immigrants, that protects every individual involved in the process. And that's not what we have if we have open borders or if we don't have a secure border, which is why we have to uphold American laws in this process.
Audrey Taylor, political strategist, thanks for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Brad, I just found something here interesting. Piece in the Federalist, which is a conservative side, but it's interesting. The U.S. already has about 700 miles of some sort of barriers on the border. California has a 140-mile border fence or wall, whatever, with Mexico. About 105 miles is walled or fenced, including a giant fence that juts out into the Pacific Ocean. Are those walls immoral and racist also?